For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
The world can change in the blink of an eye. November is the anniversary of my involvement in drug policy reform. I attended my first National Normal Conference in Washington, D.C. in 1983. Then, Normal was the only group in the U.S. working seriously on drug policy reform, and even it was giving up its lobbying effort to become strictly an educational organization. How times change. Now, Normal still has the educational 501c3, as well as a political action committee, and it is no longer alone. Now, there are several organizations working on drug policy reform at the national level, along with scores of groups at the state and local level, and student organizations on hundreds of campuses across North America. When I began in 1983, there were three legal federal medical marijuana patients. Then came the passage of Proposition P in San Francisco in 1990, followed by the passage of Prop 215 in California in 1996. Then another, and another, and now there are 11 states with legal medical marijuana and thousands of patients who can now get safe, secure access to their medicine. The mid-1980s saw the opening of the current drug war. Then Democrats vied with Republicans to be seen as toughest and most cruel. Now, some of those same Democrats are working to curb at least some of the excesses, such as mandatory minimums and the crack versus powder cocaine sentencing disparity. Lawmakers at the state level around the country have already seen the writing on the wall and have increasingly been turning to drug courts and other treatment alternatives because they understand they cannot incarcerate drug use out of existence. Drug legalization is simply an idea the time for which has come. While we as a movement may sometimes endure setbacks, we have matured enough to regard these as temporary and as opportunities to learn and improve. We have made and are continuing to make significant progress, and we will continue in this work to end prohibition until it is completed. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh of Common Sense for Drug Policy.
The following story comes to us courtesy of the Fresno Bee. Merced pot grower convicted. Jury takes just 2 hours to return verdict. Medical marijuana defense fails. A federal jury took only 2 hours to convict Merced marijuana activist Dustin Costa of growing and dealing the drug, a conviction that could send him to prison for the rest of his life. He was also convicted of possession of a firearm in furtherance of a drug trafficking crime. Because of a prior marijuana cultivation conviction, Costa faces a 10-year mandatory minimum sentence. The firearm charge carries an additional 5-year mandatory minimum, making 15 years the least amount of time Costa will spend in prison. The maximum term is life. Costa, also known as the Reverend D.C. Greenhouse, originally faced state charges that stemmed from a February 2004 bust at his home. Quote, he tried to live in the country where he could grow his marijuana in peace, but the federal government wouldn't let him. End quote. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.